Hi, this is Malika Chopra, the Pepsi Refresh Ambassador for Health, and I'm talking to Teresa Willis, who is the recipient winner for the Alton Parks and Recreation Pepsi Refresh grant for $50,000. So congratulations, Teresa.
Oh, thank you so much.
And how exciting. So tell us about what you're going to be doing.
Well, we have a park immediately adjacent to what used to be our old high school, but has been converted to our middle school. And the park has had former glory days, but has fell into disrepair because the majority of the resources for tennis courts were put into a different park further out of town. And it left that part of town with really no good tennis facility, as well as we didn't have a good tennis facility for our middle school. So we went out in January and shoveled off part of the courts and shot our Pepsi Refresh video and put it out there and voted and voted and voted, and we didn't get it done in January, but in February, due to some other grants on the Pepsi Refresh project being in our area, the momentum of all of those grants combined with our grant put us over the top, and we achieved our results then.
Oh, good. Well, a huge congratulations. That's, it's good to hear how you guys persevered.
Yes.
Got it the second time around.
Yes, it was perseverance, and it is something to try and get people voting every single day. But, you know, what a great idea that Pepsi had to give people in these really bad economic times, and our area has been hit by the economic downturn pretty significantly, and to give people just a sense of empowerment because they can do something for their community just by logging onto their computer every day.
Okay.
And it's a wonderful way to do it. It's so much better than just handing out a check, you know, and saying,
yeah,
oh, well, this is a good cause, let's hand out a check, because the people have buy-in. They feel like they earned it. They feel like they're doing something positive for their community every day. And it doesn't take a whole lot out of them, but it sure makes them feel good, and it enforces that whole value of the vote.
That's awesome. I mean, what a great testament to how the community came together for this. So,
it was awesome.
Yeah, so tell us about also what they'll be doing on the courts. So you're going to be renovating them. And
right.
Application, it was also to kind of promote health and wellness for kids.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have 1,200 kids up the hill at the middle school, and all you have to do is sit in your car at dismissal time and look at a lot of the bodies coming out of there, and you know you're seeing kids that are obese, and you know that this is becoming a more and more prevalent problem. New England Journal of Medicine said about, it was probably 3 years ago, that for the first time in the history of our country, this generation will be less healthy than their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just unacceptable to me. I'm a pharmacist, and I'm extremely interested in the health and fitness, particularly of our younger generation, because
mm-hmm.
they will become an older generation.
Yeah.
And we've just got to stop this stuff now. I see kids with type 2 diabetes that are juvenile, and it's not right. So
yeah.
Tennis is a lifelong sport. It offers them excellent physical activity. They can play it all year. They can't play it all year here because we're in the Midwest. If they go to an indoor facility, they can, but that's about it.
Yeah.
But they can play it, you know, for probably three quarters of the year, and it's an excellent cardiovascular workout, and you don't have to be good at it to have fun. It helps, but you don't have to be good at it. And, you know, it helps us build our athletic programs, and the more kids we have in athletics, the fewer kids we're going to have that are having weight issues and health issues because of their weight. So that's a huge plus for us. And I think you asked me what we were going to do with the money. It's been great. You know, the community support hasn't ended just because we've ended the voting period.
Yeah.
Our school district has been so supportive of us. It's just been incredible. And like today, we just met. We were in a meeting for 2 hours this morning with the school board and the park district, and the school board has been like, they said, you know, there's huge brush overgrowth. If you look at our video that's in association with this grant, a lot of brush overgrowth, a lot of trees overhanging the courts, just a lot of neglect. And they're like, I said, you know, I've gotten bids to get that cleared, and they said, no, we'll take care of that because
great.
You got your money for the tennis courts. We're going to take care of this.
That's
And so it's like the community is stepping up, the park district is stepping up, they're clearing out the other side. And what was once kind of an eyesore is going to become a premier spot in the park, and it's right there at the entrance. So I think it will just promote a lot of good traffic through there. It'll give people in that local community, which is not a real affluent area,
mm-hmm.
it'll give them a place to go to play tennis. We've got the school district has purchased tennis rackets and balls and nets and everything else so that we will have equipment for the kids to use in case they cannot afford or do not have their own.
Uh-huh.
And we're really going to make a big push for this. And we're going to have a middle school tennis program, you know.
That's awesome. And, you know, again, what a great way to kind of, on so many levels, promote health and wellness and fitness, but also bring the community together. So.
Oh, and it's just tremendous fun, too. I mean, you know, the bottom line is, there's all those positive health attributes that go along with tennis, but you know, it's fun. It's a great sport. It's great fun, and it's really on the upswing. And if we can get kids involved in it, like I said, they'll be healthy their whole lives.
Yeah, that's great. Sorry, and that's my daughter screaming in the background.
That's okay. I was a working mom. I know what that's like.
Okay. Well, again, a huge congratulations. And,
thank you. And a huge thank you to you guys. I mean, this is just, you have no idea what this means. And our school actually received two grants. Well, our park received one grant, and then our school district at the high school received a $50,000 grant. So Pepsi is providing $100,000 to our community. And right now, our community center downtown in the Riverbender is in either first or second place for the $250,000 category this month.
That's unbelievable. So, well, you know what it shows? It shows you have a very active and engaged and caring community, which is just fantastic, something to be really proud of.
Oh, I am so proud of our community. I'm so proud of the way they pulled together, it's like, have you voted? Have you voted? I'll go to the grocery store, and I mean, literally, I was just like, okay, have you voted the Pepsi Refresh Grant? You don't know, and I hand them out a little flyer, you know?
That's great. Well, that's
as I'm walking through doing my grocery shopping, you know?
Well, I think a lot of other people are trying to kind of figure out how those who won actually made it happen, so.
I've actually been quizzed, yes.
Yeah.
I've had people call me and say, I got your name out of the paper, or they said you were doing this grant. How did you guys do it, you know? And I mean, we went into the high schools, and we had them register their classmates. We had them go home and say to mom and dad, you know, we need to register all the people at your businesses. We went into, you know, places that have lots of computers and said, while you're sitting here in your downtime, would you vote for the Pepsi Refresh Project? You know, we just put that information out there, and then every electronic bulletin board in town, every bank, every insurance agency, everyone who had a marquee had vote on it, and it's been an amazing, amazing thing.
Well, again, a huge congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
We wish you luck. We also would like to stay in touch and follow through and get the photos, and when you launch the courts, you know, definitely let us know, because we'd like to cover that as well.